dinner.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's May the 6th. We've made it so far... 6 days into May without everybody going away. And in fact, on Friday, we saw new all-time highs. And for a moment, we saw the Dow above 15,000 for the first time in its history. And right now, we have the Dow down about 20 points. We're at 14,953. So we're 47 points away from that headline making number of 15,000. We have the S&P up a point right now. It's bucking the trend here. It's at 1615, and we are now above 1600 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 38 points. Wow. Where'd that come from? Is that right? I better double check that one. 7 points. Yeah, Yahoo's got it wrong. The NASDAQ is up 7. Apple pushing it higher. Apple seems to have turned around finally. It seems to have found that bottom, and it's been moving up. The euro is at 1.31. The 10-year yield really took it on the chin last week as the market was moving up. Bonds were moving down and interest rates were moving higher. We're up to 1.74. We saw about 10 basis points added on to our 10-year yield last week. Gold is up $3.60 per ounce this morning. We're at $1,467. And we've got oil down 32 cents at $95.29 right now. So, well, we've got a little bit of a slow start to the week, but we saw record highs on Friday. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, headquartered here in San Diego, California, is Gunderson Capital Management. And every week I do my best to try to keep you pointed in the right direction in the market, because those big decisions you make have a lot to do with your future, in your finances, in your investments, making the right decisions, not making emotional decisions, making decisions based on evidence and facts instead of gut feelings. Now, sometimes, you know what? Gut feelings are a good thing. But at the same time, too many gut feelings can really hammer your portfolio over time. The facts are that the market continues to hit new all-time highs. The facts are that the market is now in the 50th month of a bull market, stretching back to March of 2009 when the S&P 500 hit 666. The facts are the risk-on areas of the market continue to be the leadership areas of the market, and the risk-off areas of the market, such as gold, such as cash, such as short-term bonds, such as being inverse the market, continue to be the worst place to be in the market. So this being Monday, what we like to do here on Monday is take a look at the big picture of the market to see where we're at, because we're in that crazy month of May, where past history has shown that more often than not, going away in May was the thing to do. So we're being extra vigilant at this time. Let's start by looking at the charts of the indexes. Okay, let's start with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Do you remember, let's think back not too far ago, do you remember something called the fiscal cliff? You remember something called the presidential election? That was all taking place in November and December of that year. And during that period of time, the Dow saw about a 8 or 9% correction. And a lot of people at that point in time got shaken out of the market. Then about the third week of November, right after the election, the market bottomed out, the Dow did, at 12,471. Do you wish now that you could go back to late November? And how about buying one of those index funds, 3-to-1 on the Dow? Because since that point in time, the Dow has gone from 12,471 to 15,000 on Friday. That's a 20% move. That's a 2,500 point move on the Dow since the fiscal cliff worries. And at that time, I was going through the data in the market every single week. And I was sending out my newsletter every single week. And I was doing my radio show every single day. And you can go back and listen to the shows from that point in time. And I said, you know what? I just don't see that this fiscal cliff is a game changer. And I believed at that time that the then almost four-year-old bull market was still intact. Even though it was being attacked a little bit, the primary trend was still in place. Oh, there was a little secondary trend going on that caused about an 8 or 9 point correction in the market, but the primary trend was still in place. And obviously, as we look at it today, we've gone from 12,471 in the middle of November to a current level of almost 15,000. Again, that's a 20% move. I would say this now. Obviously, the primary trend is still up. The primary trend is still in place. The market is also long overdue, for about a 5 to 10% correction. But we don't try to guess at when the corrections will happen here. We take a look inside the market. We take a look at the asset classes, the sectors, and we take a look at our individual stocks on a daily basis. During the warm-ups here for the show, as I was preparing, I looked at about three or four of my holdings just to kind of get the day started. And as I went through those three or four holdings, in every single case, I said, no reason to sell this stock at this point in time because the stock is still hitting new highs, because the stock has still got an A-minus or better ranking, because the stock is still holding up well on the charts and looks like it wants to go higher. Now, those are just three of my holdings. I got a lot more to look at here when the day is over. But I can sit here and say, well, the market is ready for a pullback. It's ready for a correction. Okay. Well, I've got that in the back of my mind. But now I'm looking at my individual stocks and making my individual decisions. You know, there's a lot of people, and they send me emails all the time and whatnot, and they say, hey, Bill, do you think we should move to the sidelines here because of the correction that's coming? Well, you know what? You're guessing. You're just guessing. I would rather make a lot of little decisions on the stocks and the funds and the ETFs that I own than one massive decision like that. And I always come back with the same answer to folks that ask me, isn't this market due for a correction? Shouldn't we be selling and moving to the sidelines? And I always say, well, which stock are you talking about? Which one of your holdings? Regeneron was the hottest stock in the market last week. Other stocks just breaking out to new all-time highs. So again, it's a bunch of small decisions. Right now, the big picture of the market, it's still hitting new highs. To say that this market is going to correct, I'm going to sell everything today, would be a guess. And maybe your guess is right. If you're right, you'll say, gee, I'm a genius. But try to be right more often than not in guessing the market. You'll find that that's a loser's game. And if you're wrong and this market goes to 16,000, you're going to be saying, why did I guess that the market was going to correct and roll over? And why did I sell everything and miss 1,000 points in the market? How many folks out there do you think have missed this 2,500 point move since mid-December? Ouch, that's got to hurt. Because they thought the fiscal cliff was the end of the world. Now nobody even talks about the fiscal cliff. You know, when crises come along in the market, you have to step back and you have to say, is this a game changer? Cyprus came along not too long ago. The little island of Cyprus in the eastern Mediterranean. Have we heard much about Cyprus lately? How many people panicked and buckled at the knees and sold when that Cyprus crisis was going on? You have to weigh in your mind, is this the game changer? And you have to look at your individual stocks. You have to look at the asset classes. Are the growth stocks dropping in rank? Are the defensive sectors moving up in rank, like cash, gold, inverse funds? Well, when we come back, let's take a look and see if there's been any significant, anything, any clues that we can get about the future of this market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where early in the week I like to pick through the facts and the evidence. Hey, have you been getting my newsletter? Now, this weekend's newsletter came out Saturday morning. But the one prior to that, I had a big article right in the center of the newsletter saying my top pick. It was an article that I had written for MarketWatch. And I had a link to the article, and I talked about the stock a little bit, Regeneron. Last week, Regeneron was the biggest winner in the entire market. So if you're not getting my newsletter, you might want to rethink that. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And you can sign up for a four-week trial. The highlight of this week's newsletter was my recipe for blackened red snapper. So pick up that newsletter and blacken some red snapper tonight. Let's take a look here at the S&P 500, the chart. Oh, well, I mean, we don't have to look very hard at that and say, you know what? This primary trend is still in place. This bull market that began at S&P 666, it's still in place, all right? So we've got the bull market still intact for now, even though historically May, June, July, August, September, October have been the worst months in the market. But I don't think it's wise to say, you know, I'm going in away in May because the Stock Traders Almanac tells me to do so. I think you have to make decisions based on the facts of this year. This is May 2013. May in 2013 is not going to be like May of 2012 or May of 2000. Every year is unique and different. And I personally, I come to work and I take it a day at a time. I spend the time looking at the stocks that I own, looking at things that I'm interested in. And again, I make a lot of small decisions. Now, so far this year, we've got an S&P that's up 13.2%. The total world stock index is up 9.5%. That's because the emerging markets continue to lag the market. Emerging markets are down about 1% so far this year. China is down almost 7% this year. Europe's faring a little better. Europe is up 10% this year. What happened to all those problems in Europe? They seem to have overcome them, or they're getting through them. Europe is up 10%. Now, as we look inside the market, here's this great big mass, landmass out there called the market. Well, let's break it up into states or territories and see how each territory in the market is doing. Last week, the top asset class in the market was the MLPs. I call that an asset class. I mean, it's basically equities, but it's also equities that pay dividend. It's also equities that are built around energy, pipelines, things like that. It's still the number one asset class in the market. Last week, treasuries had risen clear up to number two because of some weak economic reports. This week, treasuries dropped drastically. And in fact, last week I said, don't get too excited about this little rally in treasuries. This is just temporary. Treasuries were only up 2.5% all last year. So I wouldn't get too excited about this move in treasuries. This week, mid-cap value is the second best asset class, and it's been at or near the top all year long. Mid-cap stocks and small-cap stocks continue to be market leaders. The number three asset class, small cap dividend. In fact, funny, I just saw a commercial for the ETF that I use. It's DES. It's the small cap dividend index. It's number three. Mid cap growth, number four. Another very much risk on type of asset class. Number five, large cap dividend payers. Another risk on asset class. The biggest mover last week, the two biggest movers last week, number one, treasuries moving down the ladder, and number two, the NASDAQ technology stocks finally waking up and moving up the ladder. And it has a lot to do with one stock, that being Apple. Apple seemingly has finally found a bottom right around the $400 area. It hasn't been going sideways long enough for me, but Apple's had a nice little V-shaped recovery. It's bounded up above its 20-day moving average. It's up above its 20-day moving or 50-day moving average for the first time in a long time. And today I actually see somebody raising their target price on Apple to $5.25. But I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend, Apple is still a B-plus in the Gunderson grading system. I only buy A-minus or better. Apple still doesn't have the technical pattern that I like to see in a stock. Apple has the value characteristics. It only still has one out of three, but it's improved dramatically. And as Apple improves dramatically, so does the NASDAQ. And so do a lot of technology stocks. You know, I saw some really good strength last week in a lot of the usual suspects. Cree Research had a really good week. Adobe had a really good week. In fact, Adobe broke out to a new high last week. Western Digital continues to pound away at new 52-week highs. So the biggest thing that I noticed last week was the emergence, all of a sudden, of kind of a sleepy asset class this year, that being the technology stocks and the NASDAQ. Now, I would say to you, does that mean the market's getting more defensive, or is the market getting more offensive? More on offense, more risk on. Well, the answer to that question is with the movement in the technology stocks and the movement in the NASDAQ, this thing, as we enter into May, is actually getting stronger as opposed to weaker. In fact, as I look at the newsletter here, I actually showed the current ranking on Apple. Apple is ranked number 522 right now. It needs to get up to about 250, which could happen in a few days, for me to get really interested in it once again, which I am, because it's undervalued. I like the valuation on Apple, but I don't like the performance, and I don't yet really like the chart. Okay, as we enter into May, let's take a look and see if any of the defensive asset classes in the market are making any kind of a move whatsoever. Last week, for I don't know how many straight weeks now, the inverse S&P was at the bottom of the heap, the worst asset class you can be invested in. Just ask anybody who's short the market right now. Ask them how they're doing. This week, even worse. It's still in last place, but it's dropped even further in rank. Being inverse the market is not smart. Gold is not smart. Cash is not smart. Commodities are not smart. Emerging markets are not smart. Smart is still risk on, small cap, mid cap, technology, etc. Now let's narrow it down a little bit further when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HART 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've covered some ground here so far. We went back into our memory bank and we brought up a word from the past, the fiscal cliff. Do you remember the fiscal cliff? The fiscal cliff? I can remember one analyst after another coming on TV and telling me that I should sell everything. And now here we are up 2,500 points on the Dow since the middle of November. Now they're probably telling me I should buy. when this market is getting overdue for a correction. But being overdue for a correction is not enough evidence or enough facts to go out and sell everything today. It just doesn't make any sense. We just went through the asset classes. If anything, we see a market that's now getting more risk on than less risk on as we enter into May. We've seen a resurgence, a waking up all of a sudden of really a sleepy asset class in the market, a sleepy sector in the market, that being the technology sector. And guess who is waking it up? Yes, our old friend Apple. Let's take a look at the sectors this week. Let's see if the sectors are getting more on the offense or if they're moving to the defensive side of the field. Last week, the number one sector in the market for the umpteenth week. I don't know how many weeks umpteen is, but it's a lot. The sector rankings again this week show the biotech sector on top. It continues to lead the market. Number two, consumer staples. They continue on fire. I recently wrote an article about prestige brands. That stock continues to hit new highs. Consumer staples continue to be one of the strongest sectors in the market. Number three, healthcare. It was number three last week. It was number three this week. It has a lot to do with Obamacare. You've got 30 million people coming into the system that are going to be using the resources of our healthcare system here in America. That's a lot of new customers for the drug companies, for the medical device makers, for the healthcare types of stocks, for the pharmaceuticals, for the biotechs, etc. The retail sector, still one of the top sectors in the market. And, of course, the pharmaceuticals. We also saw a resurgence last week of one of the hottest sectors in the market, the home building sector. And, of course, you also saw a move last week in the technology sector, finally, after a long, long absence. So, in my opinion, nothing has really changed here very much, if anything, as we enter into May and people start to worry as they look at their calendar. Things have only gotten stronger, and I think that was evidenced by the rally in the market last week that took the market to new all-time highs. So, you know, you can guess. You can say, well, this market's due for a 10% pullback, therefore I'm going to sell everything today. Or you can continue to ride the trends that are currently in place in the market. Now, speaking of the best sectors in the market, by the way, this whole sector study is really important to people that buy and sell ETFs or mutual funds, because being in the right sectors is really important. If you continue to be in natural resource types of mutual funds or precious metal mutual funds or Asian mutual funds or emerging market mutual funds, you're badly, badly lagging the market. And if instead you're in small cap growth and mid cap growth and healthcare types of funds, biotech, pharmaceuticals, etc., you continue to have a big smile on your face. This week, once again, the worst sectors in the market: metals and mining. You know, you could say, well, I think maybe it's at the bottom here, and maybe you're right. But, you know, that's the choice you have to make. Buying something that's at the bottom, hoping for that bounce, that rebound, and get 10% real quick, just like that, if it turns around. But a lot of times, you know, they go right back and retest that bottom again. Or you can buy things that are strong, that are performing well. And of course, the system that I use combines momentum and performance with value, because I believe that value is also very important. As long as something is still going up and as long as it still remains cheap and it makes sense from a valuation point of view, I prefer that to something that's going down and hitting new lows, but it's undervalued too. So you put two undervalued stocks or two undervalued sectors side by side, you've got one that's got the wind at its back, and you got the other one that's got the wind in its face. It's up to you. It's your choice. There's a lot of people out there that believe in contrarian investing. I'm a contrarian, they say. I do just the opposite of what the crowd is doing. Is the crowd in a go-go, risk-on mode right now? I wouldn't say so. Boy, you listen to CNBC, and it's like all these guys on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange hate this rally. Well, it's gone up 2,500 points since mid-November. What is there to hate about it? I would say the only reason that you hate this rally, the only reason a guy would hate this rally is if he's not in it and participating in it. I'd hate it too. I'd say, this thing is not real. This is just all smoke and mirrors. It's fake. Well, what's fake about 15,000? And you know what? I'm not a perma bull. I am a market timer. But I use the signals of the market. I use the sector rankings. I use the asset class rankings. I use the stock rankings to tell me where to be at any given point in time in the market. And for the last 4 years, everything's been telling me to be invested in the long side of the market, to be invested in the equity side of the market. And, of course, that's been a very good place to be. And it continues to be a good place to be until further notice. So every week in my newsletter, I either have a green flag, a red flag, or a yellow caution flag. And for the umpteenth week, I continue to fly the green flag here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, the next choice you have to make, what kind of an investor are you? Are you, in fact, when people sign up and they put on their management agreement that they sign with me, I want to know, are you aggressive? Are you conservative? Are you more interested in growth? Are you more interested in income? Doesn't really matter, because no matter what your risk profile is, you still want to own the best stocks within that risk profile. And that's one of the things that I did when I developed my app, Best Stocks Now. I said, let's also put the risk profile down here so we can do a sort. If I'm an income investor, let's do a sort and find the highest rated income stocks that possess those qualities that I like, performance and valuation. In fact, in the final segment of the show, I'm going to use an unbelievable growth in income stock that I continue to own, that continues to perform well, that continues to pay a big fat dividend, and that continues to also give capital appreciation, the best of all worlds. Or you might say, you know what? I don't need income. I need growth. And I can afford to be a little bit more aggressive. Well, I have an aggressive growth model portfolio that currently has 28 stocks in it. I added two this last week. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and sign up for the newsletter, and we will send it out to you. You can take a look at what's in that model portfolio at the current time. Or you might say, you know what, I'm 59 years old, I'm planning on working maybe 3 or 4 more years. I would rather tone things down a little bit at this point in my life. I'd rather focus more on large cap, mid cap companies that have been around a little bit longer, as opposed to some of these small caps. I'm more of a conservative growth investor. I still need growth, but I need to be a little bit more conservative. Well, I have a model portfolio that currently has 27 stocks in it. You can take a look at what I consider to be some of the best conservative growth companies in the market right now. They're best stocks now. Lastly, I have an income and growth model portfolio. The current dividend yield is 6.2%. It's up 12.5%. Year to date, it's an income portfolio. There's 24 stocks in it. You can see what is in that portfolio by going to my website at pwstreet.com and signing up for my weekly newsletter. Okay, we'll be right back for the final segment. We'll talk about that growth and income stock. This is Bill Gunderson.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson with Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're going to go to Murfreesboro, Tennessee for our next stock. We've gone there many, many times in the past. And what's it mean when we continue to revisit a company? It means it continues to do well. And it continues to be a very large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. The name of the company in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, is National Health Investor, NHI, on the New York Stock Exchange. It's a real estate investment trust that acquires, develops, and leases healthcare properties, primarily in the long-term care industry in 25 states. Boy, it's been a good business model. Here's what it's done for investors over the last 10 years. This is one of the very best growth and income stocks in the entire market. I've owned it for a long, long time. Continue to do well with it. Over the last 10 years, NHI, which, by the way, is a small cap, almost a mid cap, $1.9 billion in market capitalization. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 23.6% per year to investors. The current dividend yield on the stock, it's probably about 4%. Let's make sure. Let's see where we're at currently in the way of dividend yield. The dividend yield on National Health is currently 4.3%. You say, well, how can the stock have delivered 23.6% per year over the last 10 years to investors when the dividend yield's only 4.3%? Well, the rest of that has come from capital appreciation. And I always say here on the show that when it comes to income investing, I like capital appreciation along with my dividends. That for that very reason, I don't like the bond market right now, and I haven't liked it for quite some time because I just do not see where that capital appreciation is going to come from going forward. Capital appreciation in the bond market comes from falling interest rates. How much further can they fall? I just do not see capital appreciation. Instead, if you look at my income and growth account, which is up almost 13% so far this year and has been averaging about 12% since inception, I have stocks that are, I guess you could say, bond alternatives. They're companies from different walks of life, real estate investment trust, pipeline stocks, sovereign debt, different things that I believe still offer capital appreciation potential and big fat dividends. In fact, the average dividend yield in that portfolio of 25 stocks is 6.2%. Over the last 5 years, National Health Investors, NHI, has delivered 25% per year. That's up against the S&P, which has only delivered 2.7. Over the last 3 years, NHI has delivered 24% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 45%. Since I added it to my newsletter, which also means that I own the stock here at Gunderson Capital Management, let's just see how the stock has done since it's been in my newsletter. NHI is now up 83% since it's been in the newsletter. I added it back in August of 2011. NHI is hitting a new all-time high today. NHI reported earnings that were once again very, very good. National Health Investors is an excellent example of a best stock now in the income and growth risk profile of the market. Now, if you're interested in an income account with Gunderson Capital Management, I can't make any promises about the future. It's all I can do is show you the newsletter and what that account has done in the past. If you'd like to see what's in it, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com and we'll send you the newsletter. Okay, we're going to go out and talk to Craig Brock. Craig, we finally saw a shakeup at the top in interest rates last week in the bond market, as we had better than expected numbers, particularly in the jobs, initial jobless claims last week. We saw new highs in the Dow at 15,000. We finally saw about a 10 basis point jump up in interest rates.
We certainly did, Bill. This better than expected jobs report was completely embarrassing for most fixed income strategists. They just didn't see it coming. Significantly better than expected at 165,000 jobs created, 25,000 better than expectations. We're not going to see 30-year fixed-rate mortgages come below 3%. Let's just agree on that.
Yeah, I think we can agree on that. There was a little bit of irrational exuberance there last week, hoping for that, but we finally saw it. Now, do we have any big economic reports this week to look forward to?
No, thankfully, we're going to get a break this week after being taken to the woodshed on Friday. But, you know, that was just one day. We do have a significant amount of supply coming to the market. There was a report that the government actually bought $100 billion of assets last month, which is astounding. That's more than the $85 billion.
Yeah.
That's more than the $2 billion of mortgage-backed securities a day. And, you know, of course, if you look back to Thursday's yields, it's reflected in that. They were just right to the bottom.
Yeah, and it's pretty hard for interest rates to drift much higher with that kind of bazooka that Bernanke holds, buying those mortgage-backed securities every single day in the marketplace. And, of course, that continues to fuel the housing market, and housing prices continue to ratchet up higher. So, I mean, it's still, you know, where are you at on the 30-year today? 3.8, something like that, 3.7?
No, we're 30-year fixed-rate mortgages without paying origination points are holding in there at 3.5%
Oh, okay.
For most borrowers. So the time is still terrific. A lot of people are taking money out of their property and spending it at Lumber Liquidators.
That's right.
And buying new flooring, apparently.
That's right. That's right. I've been saying that for a long time. Where could we reach Craig Brock?
That's toll-free, 855-900-3279, or check us out on YouTube, Craig Brock Mortgage.
And I'm 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.